for CEM Mobile.
CFW, good morning.
Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday to you.
I'm going to work for a little while tomorrow, but unfortunately that's the case.
Must be behind.
A third tier supplier run without a part or something, so we had to shut down. So we didn't work at all Tuesday in my hall on day shift. So, you know, I went in for a little while that day, but I don't build cars by myself. So unfortunately, we got to work Saturday.
Yeah, the supply chain is getting slow again.
I understand it at this point. So how's your week been?
Been pretty good. I really can't complain.
Yeah, mine too. I mean, it hasn't been bad at all. So. Been a little busy and had to get work, but that seems to be the norm here lately.
You got distracted. I didn't catch any of that.
I was saying it's been a little bit hectic at work. Yeah, I drove the car a couple days. That's why I haven't been on the radio. I'm going to have to put my radio back in the X5. That way I can talk in the mornings whenever I'm on my way. It's, you know, Fox News is only getting so far.
Roger that. Mine's been acting up here lately. I don't know what's the deal with it, with the display. You like, I fire up the car and it usually comes on. I see the mic is on, but the display is black. And then you, one time it popped on and it, you know, I got a dual VFO and the one VFO was on, but then the other VFO just said ICOM, but it works. And it's just all screwed up.
Good, or do you think it's just finally spent so much time in a hot car? Or?
Well, I've had it, 6 years now, and it was an open box when I bought it. But, I mean, it's been working good. I think it's just, it's weird. It acts weird, and then you power down, and when you come back out later and fire it up, it works fine. So I don't know what the deal is. I mean, it was working good the other day. The display was black, and I was just talking on it like heck.
It works. It just kind of sucks not to know if you're on the right frequency, but as long as the other people are talking back to you.
It's a bummer when you can't tell, and then I can't tell which VFO it was on.
An issue. I wonder if you can just replace the display. Probably not, but, you know, they don't sell stuff like that most of the time out of the box separately.
The remote head, you know what I mean? It's mounted on a rear view, and the main unit's up under the seat.
You get another remote head, but I don't know. Hopefully it's nothing big and then just normal electronic stuff where it just kind of comes and goes.
Kind of like a computer. You power down, fire it back up, and it works fine.
They just get glitches in them.
Have a quiet week.
Praise that ease.
Good morning, KN4 TFW.
KO4 CEF.
Andrew.
Good this morning. You must have already had your coffee.
I ought to recognize the voices. No, I'm just getting to moving around a little. I just hadn't been up just a few minutes. I came down to the shop.
When you get up in the morning, the first thing you do is turn on the radio.
Put the TV on first.
Right.
Well, when I turned the radio on, I heard y'all say, yes, no volume, nice mute. You're good.
How'd you get in?
I'm trying to wake up. You know how when you sit down, you just kind of just sit there and gaze.
Yeah, I'm doing on the way to work. I'm just gazing.
In person. So I don't want to get you bad in the morning.
It's just wake up. Yeah, I was that way when I was a kid too. I sleep a lot later though. I woke up this morning and said, well, I'm going to get up and come down here because it's nice outside.
This week for me.
Same, but yeah, I'm headed that way.
Yeah.
Production tomorrow, because we missed a day this week, but I'm going to go in tomorrow just for a little while. I don't have to work the whole day, so I ain't going to be ungrateful for not having to do the whole thing and work till 5:40 on my Saturday.
Yeah, well, you work till maybe noon or something?
Right now, but, you know, I go in and after about 9 or so, I'm just trying to hang on for as long as I can after that.
Your work is 12 hours, right?
I can probably see about 4 to 5 hours, but that's going to be about it.
Hours when I did it. Where's David? He in there this morning?
This morning. I heard him a couple of mornings, but not this morning.
Coffee or something, getting ready.
No, by now.
I talked to him, too. I thought I had his number, but I don't. I'll catch him on radio and get his number. Need to ask him something. Generator yet, you reckon?
Generator, you probably won't ever use it.
Storm. Yeah, we had a thunderstorm. I guess it's been about a week now since it was, you know, we were getting thunderstorms. Man, I was upstairs and the lights flickered and went off. I said, oh, man. I hollered at the wife. I said, generator's going to come on. Come over here. And they came back on. I said, look at there. That was quick. And I couldn't hear it, so I opened the window, and I said, hear it running. It didn't come on. The lights came back on their own.
Did you get excited about the generator running?
I guess whenever I hear it, I mean, it's so funny to hear.
You know, it comes on every other week at 1:30 Wednesdays. But it's not the same. It's not. Yeah, I mean, you know it's going to happen. But I wanted to see it actually work, and I thought it did, you know, because I said, boy, it was quick, too. I thought, man, that thing is fast, because it was like, it wasn't about three seconds, maybe. And I said, boy, that was fast, and the lights did their own thing.
Man, it's raining on me over here, KN4KFW.
And 4AZE.
Yeah, I was getting a little bit of rain right around 26 and then all the way down about Highway 29 where you're getting on, but I'm down here at 290 and it's not raining anymore.
The business 85 split.
But I don't show any. The closest rain I see is between Greenville and Columbia.
And the weatherman these days
is steady enough to keep your windshield wipers on.
On the radar, that's weird. Must be just doesn't look like there's any real rain out there. So maybe you're just going through maybe that's dew. Dew.
I could have guessed there's any other weatherman out there.
Maybe something to develop. I know we've had there's been these thunderstorms and they're, you know, you see them around, but they're not near us. And then it starts getting dark and I'm looking on the radar. There's not one there. And then you hear a crack of lightning, and I'm like, that's not on the radar. And then all of a sudden it pops up, and it developed right on top of us.
Did y'all ever get into looking at lightning maps to see where the lightning strikes are coming in?
At the beach, somebody was telling me about that. Now, that's cool.
All the time, especially, I use it a lot at the beach, too. And, you know, storms coming up here, I'll keep an eye on it, just kind of see where the lightning is. If we're out in the pool or something and I see clouds off in the distance, I'll fire up the computer and look at it. But there's really good websites, but I've almost thought about building a sensor before, but I never really got around to it. I just use the website and rely on everybody else's sensor.
Yeah, if you can turn your HF radio on, you won't see where they are, but you'll hear how many is out there.
What's that?
It's not, the volume's not on green, so I guess we're going to be real cloudy today at least, so I hope we're not going to get a bunch of rain.
Pretty much, I need to cut grass tonight.
A little bit, I got that little mower, that little Ryobi electric mower, and I was going to nip the one little small section over here, that's what I got it for. We soldered some stuff, and I want to cut it with a mower, you know, it's right here around the sidewalk and all, but I was going to do that today.
get much rain today. Saturday, I was thinking it's supposed to be a little bit Sunday evening, but I don't know. It's summertime in the South. You never really know when it's going to pop up.
You're going to be off. If it does, you want it to stop by noon, right? If I did that or not. Marshall, it's been a long time because I'm not in here much, but just when I get up.
In a while.
He's not, I don't guess does he get on in the mornings?
I'm on a Friday morning when he's going to eat breakfast with his son.
Every other Friday or something. Now that he's in PT, he can do that every Friday.
Earlier this week.
Day too, wasn't he?
I think as soon as the kids go back to school, it'd be like Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Back in school. We didn't start school till after Labor Day when I was going to school.
I moved it up nowadays, which my kids don't start till Labor Day or September sometime. My wife homeschools, so she delays it as much as possible, so. Well, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot at work, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. Y'all be good. Have a good Friday. 4 CF, and I'll be clear when you're 5.
Have a good day and an awesome weekend. KN4 GFW.
A good one. Hope it doesn't rain on you tomorrow. Catch you later in 4A's Eddie.
The kids up in North Carolina, they go to year-round school.
Now, do they get finished quicker or something?
Instead of having a big long summer break, you get like 3 weeks off, you know what I mean, every 3 or 4 months.
It'd be cool, I guess.
So the thinking, the reasoning is you don't lose too much information over a long break.
I'd rather do a week on, week off, week on, week off, like that. You know what I mean? Maybe 2 weeks in the summer or something. Full day today.
Yeah, I got to go out and get a battery today, but not to my regular place. They don't carry this battery. Battery that fits a forklift, so it's kind of small. But the problem is the posts are small on it. It isn't a standard size post, and they had the one with the regular size post. So I'm gonna have to go to like Batteries Plus or something.
Some jumper boxes for the kids, and the first one I went to buy. I went to Batteries Plus, and they said they price match, so I showed them where Home Depot had them for a lot less than them, and they're in the same parking lot, you know. And I said, y'all probably, I said, yeah, let me talk to the manager. Went back and talked to the manager and said, we can't match that price. I said, about Home Depot, you can't match their price. Y'all Batteries Plus? They said, no, we can't do that. We pay that much for them. I said, dang. So I went down, just drove. They're in the same shopping center, so I just went down to Home Depot and got one. And then I ordered some for the kids, you know, for Christmas last year. I ordered 4 or 5 of those for them from Home Depot. But battery, you know, they say they price match, but they don't.
I just ordered one from Amazon for work. Somehow ours sprouted legs and disappeared, but I bought like a 2000 amp one.
So these are, what are they, Noco or Noco GB something?
For a personal one in my truck. And it works really good. We use it for, you know, charging phones when the hurricane hit and everything. It works good.
Yeah, these things are great. They're not big. They're, you know, this one's the boxes I had before were, I guess they were jail cells or something, they're big and heavy. But this thing here, you could almost put it in your pocket. Well, not really put it in your pocket, but it goes in the dash, okay, the console. So I keep one in all the cars there. But there they are, the 2000, got their own little jumper cables built on.
The jumper cables unplug off of it.
Unplug, they might, I don't know, but it's a NOCO or something like that.
Brand that I picked up for work.
Your phone charger. It takes forever. I mean, when you first charge it, it was like, I know it was every bit of 8 hours. And of course, then it stays full. You check it every, I think, few months, and it's always full. In 2 or 3 months, they go down, way down.
It's a charge. I ain't never caught it when it just bled down.
Big ones, you'd have to keep those charged. But this is a lithium one, and it seems like it stays there. I've had this one for over a year, and it's still holding its charge, still showing full. You think they catch fire, but obviously I guess they don't.
Well, bad as I hate to, I'm rolling down to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome weekend if I don't catch you again, and look forward to maybe catching you on Monday if you wake up in time. KN4 GFW.
You have a good day at work, and good weekend. Catch you later in 4AZE.